River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Tyler Kimenow serves it across for Wood River. Set to the outside. Greener over the block. Up there by Fisher. They get it to Heise on the left side. Takes something off of it and gets killed. Number 25.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament in Ord. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Connor gets it up to Anderson from the 10-foot line. Drives it over to Alexander. Carson, short set middle. Peterson taps it across. Anderson saves it. And all they can do is pass it over on the star side. Ord free ball, slide right side. Going to be driven across by Peterson for the kill.
Up first, the defending tournament champion Kearney Catholic Stars battle the St. Paul Wildcats. In semifinal number two, the Wood River Eagles battle the host Fort Chanticleers. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ord with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, from Ord High School. It's time for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the 2011 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Tonight, the semifinals and the top four seeds advanced on last night. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Glad you're along with us for tonight's doubleheader, as up first, the defending champion, Kearney Catholic Stars, take on the St. Paul Wildcats. They've beaten the Cats the last 2 years of the tournament, once in the semifinals, once in the finals. These two teams perennially make it into this conference tournament semifinals and have faced off numerous times. Our second match tonight will be between the host, the Ord Lady Chanticleers, and the Wood River Lady Eagles, led by Morgan Heise, who had 27 kills in their win last night against Donovan Trumbull. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for our first match of the evening right after this. Time out.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech City pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the St. Paul Wildcats, they are the number four seed this year, and they come in with a solid record of 15-6. Their service rotation begins with number 17, a 5'5 sophomore, Alexa Wysocki. Number 11, 5'9 junior, is Jordan Robinson. Number 1, 5'7 senior, is Sarah Mamet. Number 3, 5'2 sophomore, Mercedes Lassen. She leads the teams in attack. She had 18 kills in their three-set victory last night. She's followed by number 13, 6-foot senior, Jenna Derner. At number 2, a 5'7 senior, Maddie Nyberg. The libero, number 7, a 5'6 junior, Jordan Lucas Savage. Could see a lot of girls. Jayden Count came in last night. Taryn Jonak comes into the ball game. And Coach Matt Kane says they could use about anybody at any time. It waited until the third set last night before that occurred. Matt Kane, the head coach, assisted by Ashley Clinch, Nancy Harrington, and Kate Taylor. They are 15-6 on the season. and last night came away with a straight set victory over Centura. Those six losses this year include the opening night to Ord in five games. They've lost to Lincoln Lutheran, Grand Island Central Catholic twice, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Norfolk Catholic, and they have battled those teams in the three or five sets, so a very formidable foe for Kearney Catholic tonight in St. Paul. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, number 11 is a 5'10 senior, Ellie Connolly. Number 2 is a 5'9 senior, Haley McKelvey. Number 7 is a 6'1 junior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7 sophomore, Shayla Connor. The leading hitter for Kearney Catholic is number 1, a 5'6 junior, Michaela Mestel. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 14, 6'1 junior, Megan Anderson. The libero is Morgan Studi, a 5'4 inch freshman. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor. Amy Johnson, Brad Childress, Lisa Sokolowski are the assistants. The Stars ranked number 3 in Class C1 with a record of 16-1. Their only loss this year came to defending state champion Grand Island Central Catholic in Grand Island a couple of weeks ago in 4 sets. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank. Is just simply better. Second matchup tonight will be between the Ord Lady Chanticleers. They come into tonight's matchup with a record of 18-4. Wood River is their opponent, 16-4. One of those losses coming to Ord. Now for Kearney Catholic and St. Paul, they have not played this season. Their regular season matchup is in St. Paul on Tuesday night. So this has been kind of a recurring theme. They play in the conference tournament. Kearney Catholic lately has been getting the better of St. Paul, but for quite a few years, St. Paul was beating Kearney Catholic. So this series is pretty even over the last 12 years, wins and losses, and they will meet up again on Tuesday night. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the start of the Little Platte Conference semifinals here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Orr right after this. Timeout.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brims now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brims Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brims Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
St. Paul in their navy blue uniforms with gold trim will move from left to right. Kearney Catholic in their green uniforms with gold trim will move from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, and we're glad to have you along with us here tonight. Doug Duda at Ord High School, the brand new Ord High School gymnasium. This is the first huge event that they have had here. They opened it up this season, so it's not like Ord hasn't played in it so far this year. But the opening night, St. Paul christened this gym here, taking on the Ord Lady Chanticleers. So we're ready to go. St. Paul has won the toss, and the opening serve will be by Alexa Wysocki. A little bit of a jump serve over to Studi, wearing number 23 tonight, and outside they'll go immediately with a little roll by Haley McKelvey. Outside, here comes St. Paul on the attack. They're wide and out of bounds by Mercedes Lassen. Lassen listed at 5'2", and Coach Kane calling her 5'2", 5'3", last night. I think that may be a little shorter, but she is not big, and she is still their leading hitter. So something to take an eye on there. Kearney Catholic, a much taller team, going to try and get the block up, and that will force St. Paul to be off the net on their swing. First serve will be by Allie Prasoski. She hits the net and it falls over 4-8. So Kearney Catholic quickly up 2-0 here over the Cats. And again here in the conference tournament, as the next serve goes deep and out of bounds, they play the best of five. So 3 out of 5 is what you'll see here tonight. Last year, Kearney Catholic won it all, defeating Ord in 3 sets. They beat St. Paul in the semifinals, 25-14, 22-22. 2 years ago, Kearney Catholic beat St. Paul in the championship in 5, which was held in Loup City. 2-1 your score after Kearney Catholic serves the outside. And here comes St. Paul with Mammoth setting it up and getting the kill. It is going to be Jenna Derner. So let's see if St. Paul can be a little more balanced than they were last night. And it's 2-2. Jordan Lucas Savage serving the ball away. She's the libero. She was strong last night, had about 14 service points, I believe it was. And here she'll serve it out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will go to the bench. Mackenzie Smith is going to come in and serve. Coach Chris Connor has been able to get a few more girls in as the season has progressed. Smith didn't see varsity play time at the beginning of the year, but she is now a young lady that comes in a service situation. Here's Lassett on the outside. It clipped the net. Prasowski with the dig. Connor tries to keep it out of the net. Rolled across there and down and good by Vestal. Michaela with her first kill. First kill for the Stars, and they lead it 4-2. Smith to serve it away again. Smith, a freshman, or a sophomore. Prasowski, a freshman. Studi, a freshman. They've seen a lot more playing time as the season moves along. The serve clips the net, picked up outside Lassett. She's blocked by Sokolowski, and it's down. Bailey Sokolowski with the ace block. Kearney Catholic, 5-2. Opening set near the Lou Platt Conference semifinals. Glad you're along with us on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web. Let's do us anywhere at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ace serve Smith. Four in a row now by the Stars to jump out 6-2 here in the opening game. Don't forget Major League Baseball tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Game 3 of the American League. The Tigers hosting Texas. They're down 2-0. First pitch at 7:05, and Smith now puts serve into the net. She'll check out of the ball game, and Jamie McCann, another young lady that's seen more playing time, comes into play. Smith serves, and McCann comes in defensively. And here's the jump serve that is well deep by Sarah Mammoth. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back with Studi. Sokolowski exits. Anderson is back in. So Kearney Catholic uses quite a few girls now as part of their regular rotation. Just a freshman in Studi tries to unload that jump serve. It'll be picked up on the back line by Lucas Savage. Set to the outside, Nyberg. Blocked up there by Anderson. Picked up by Mammoth. She'll go right side. This time Lassen takes it off the block. It's dug out that time by McCann. Here comes Mestel, and she will hit the back line for the kill. Michaela Mestel with her second kill. Coach Matt Cain telling us last night after their win against Centura that they do not put a lot of balls away on the first swing. They have to keep the ball alive and eventually find the mismatch, and that's going to be tough against this taller Kearney Catholic team. Serve across face the back row, passes off the mark, and it's going to be 9-3. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And Studi has a run going here, so after it was 2-2, a 7-1 run here by the Lady Stars. And Morgan now going for three in a row. Not quite as high a toss, and it's going to be wide as she comes near the up official. Brad and Joe Schwartz doing the officiating here tonight. And the side out will bring the ball over to St. Paul, and it will be Mercedes Lassen to serve it. Over to Studi. Here's the set outside. Anderson. Megan takes it over the double block for the kill. 10-4, Kearney Catholic. Checking out of the ball game, Allie Prasowski. And Ellie Colley will come back in to play the front row. Taylor Connor, the center for Kearney Catholic, will go back and serve it away for the Stars. As we said, Vestal, their leading attacker, will give you some numbers in just a moment. The serves across, and St. Paul finally able to get back on the board here with Maddie Nyberg getting the kill on the right wing, 10-5. But you look at the kills for Kearney Catholic, 127 for Sokolowski, 126 for Vestal, so they're nip and tuck. And Sokolowski has stayed with her now and got a little bit stronger as this season has progressed. Serve across, slide right side, Vestal off the block, and it's going to go into the crowd. It became her third kill. 11-5, Kearney Catholic opening set. Now checking back in, Haley McKelvey. And McCann will come out. Vestal goes back to serve it away. First set of our semifinals. Puts the net across, it comes. Mammoth will set it. Right side attack. Going to be taken down by Nyberg. In the net anyway on Kearney Catholic. Maddie Nyberg with her second kill. So St. Paul at least side-outing a little bit here, but they've only picked up 1 point on serve. And last night, Donovan Trumbull in their match and Centura in their match both had trouble getting long runs going. Serve by Nyberg, clips the net, comes across, set up on the outside for McKelvey, into the net. The attack here will give St. Paul their 7 point, 11-7. Three kills so far for St. Paul, four for Kearney Catholic. A couple of ace serves from the Stars have changed it around, and now a service error from Nyberg. 12-7 Stars. Back to serve it away will be Megan Anderson to complete our first time through the rotation here. Anderson a couple of steps and flies it right down the middle of Lucas Savage. Good pass to Mamet, set to the outside. Here comes the attack down and good. Into the corner, Jordan Robinson. First time that Robinson has been set here tonight, and she pays off with the kill. So we've made it through here once, and it is time for Alexa Wysocki to go back and serve it away again for St. Paul. Wysocki started this match off, and here she'll put a little topspin on that to Studi. Connor, short set middle, go with a quick, so Kalowski can only tip it across, so Mamet sets outside. Here's Lass, and she's deep. Again, you throw up that double block of Conley and Sokolowski, who's 6'1", 6'2". It's very hard to get it over her, so you got to go around, and then it's deep. 13-8, Kearney Catholic. And rotating back in to serve is Allie Prasoski. Had an ace here the last time she was back there. Prasoski floats this one, takes it right at Lassen. They'll slide it into the middle. The attack is going to be swatted across by Robinson. Kearney Catholic digs it out, passes over, but a free ball here. Set outside. Here comes Lassen over the block. Good dig by Studi. Stays in the back row. Stars will have to punch it across. Lucas Savage to Mamet, close to the net. Saw it coming on the dump over. It's blocked there by McKelvey. Tipped back over by the Stars. Longest rally of the match. Back row attack. Mestel. Lucas Savage with the dig. Trying to keep it out of the net. St. Paul can't do it. Mestel's back row attack will be good enough for her fourth kill. And it is 14-8. Kearney Catholic. Good point there. And Prosofsky to serve it away again. First of our two semifinals, Wood River and Ord will be next. St. Paul sets to the outside. Lassen in the back row, right in the middle. That's picked up by Mestel. Short set Sokolowski on the right wing. It's tipped and Mamet will set it up. Go with a fake slide. They're going to go outside. Lassen, and she's able to find the corner. Give the kill to Mercedes Lassen, her first of the night after registering 18 last night in a three-set victory over Centura. And then in the next match, a three-set victory for Wood River saw Morgan Heist with 27 kills. Lucas Savage now serves for St. Paul, trailing 14-9. Taken in the corner by Prasoski. Right side attack hanging in there. McKelvey, and it's going to be blocked back out. McKelvey, either jumped too soon, the set wasn't as high as she anticipated, and she doesn't get it over the net, 14-10. I'm not sure that Lassen got a hand on it. It might have just been in the net. Lucas Savage on the serve. Again, right at Prasoski, slides Sokolowski right side. She elevates the balls down for point number 15. Back into the ball game will be Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. Bailey Sokolowski with her first kill of the match. And the 6-4 Kearney Catholic had a 15 points. So St. Paul has made a few errors to help him out. Smith served three in a row last time, including ace. Takes it at Wysocki, close to the net. Mammoth slide right side. Turner blocked up front by Mestel. Ace block. Michaela Mestel with the ace takes it 16-10, and St. Paul looked like they were going to use their first time out. But Coach Kane, who's usually up facing the sidelines talking to his ladies, just giving some instructions, and Smith will serve it away again. Down the left side, they try to hide Lucas Savage, but it's at her, set to the outside, and it's going to be swatted across off the pick, off the dig by Studi. They get it to Mestel. She slaps it through the net. It's on the net, laying on the ground. The ball is saved by Mamet, and they pass it across. Kearney Catholic free ball slides Sokolowski right side, and the dig is made by Lucas Savage. St. Paul goes middle, tips across, and it's down and good. Jenna Gerner. Great play by Sarah Mamet midway through the point to keep it alive for the Lady Cats, and they end up winning the point. And they stay within shouting distance, 16-11, and Mamet will go back to serve it away. St. Paul gets something going, no. Chuck service deep. Service error, number four of the opening set for the St. Paul Wildcats. They know they've got to serve Kearney Catholic strong. Try and get them to pass the ball over instead of getting right into that attacking mode. Studi with the serve. The Chuck serve, plenty of spin. Right in the middle, Lucas Savage. Mamet runs it down. Set right side. Lassen blocked again by Mestel. 18-11, and timeout will be called in our first set. St. Paul calls timeout, opening game of the Luplat Conference semifinals. Kearney Catholic 18, St. Paul 11. We're back in a minute.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The most recommended. By far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the brand new Ord High School for the opening night of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They were here last night as the 2 seed and advanced on over Luke City. 18-11, Studi out of the timeout for St. Paul. Will serve it across to the Stars. It's the Weissaki. Mammoth sets outside. Nyberg off the block, gets it down and in. Maddie Nyberg with her third kill. Carney Catholic has effectively shut down Lassigan, so Coach Kane has to find some other weapons. Nyberg, Turner, trying to step up here, and now Lassen goes to the back line to serve. Across to Studi, Connor has to run it down, and Messel has to dump it across and gets the job done. Messel made something out of nothing that time and gets her fifth kill. Carney Catholic 19-12, and Conley re-enters the front row. And back to serve the way will be Sheila Connor. Connor's serve floats into the middle, picked up there by Lucas Savage, set to the outside, Weissaki off the tip. Dug out by Messel. Connor goes back set, right side Connolly off the tape, pops it across to the cap. Mammoth set, here's Weissaki left side. They go to the left a lot. Connor sets, here comes Messel. Good look, and the ball is going to be dug out, but pass out of bounds. Lassen able to pick it up, but it was just close enough to the antenna that Nyberg couldn't keep it out of there. Sixth kill for Michaela Messel. And now the serve across by the Stars. And this one is going to be slapped back right to them in a hurry. They'll get into the middle. The attack is going to be a little... Oh, it's called in. St. Paul thought it was out. It is called in by Jamie McCann, who just punched one across from the back row. And that makes it 21-12. Kearney Catholic now can see the finish line here in game number one. And now that everybody's set and the ball has been retrieved, the serve will be across by Connor. Mammoth sets right side. They get it to Nyberg, and she's open for the kill. Maddie with her fourth kill here in the opening set. St. Paul got to find something here in a hurry. They have not scored more than 2 points in a row at any point here in the opening set. Turner with the serve. Goes cross-corner to McCann. Set middle. They're going to go to Anderson. Goes with the offhand, punches it over. St. Paul has a shot here. Weissaki hit the net, and it falls in. A little too much net, but it helped out, and Alexa Weissaki, the sophomore, with her first kill. 21-14 here in Ord. Turner to serve. Serve this time again. Taken at McCann. Pass up front, up to cross by Connor, and St. Paul will go to Nyberg. Right at Connor, somebody else has to run it down, and it's passed across Anderson. Free ball here for St. Paul. Chance to get something going. Middle attack, Robinson. Off the block of Anderson, dug out by Messel. They send it back to Michaela. Her angle attack is down and good for her seventh kill. 22-14, Kearney Catholic. Back into the front row, McKelvey for the Stars. Lucas Savage back in as the libero for St. Paul, and Messel to serve it away. 3 points away from the opening set. Messel serve into the corner, pass off the mark. They get it up front. Weissaki can only punch it across. Studi to Connor set. Anderson attack, and that's the end of the point. Megan Anderson's second kill, 23-14, Kearney Catholic. Coach Kane does have another timeout, and he's going to go ahead and use it right here. Now it's really just about getting prepared for game number two, as Kearney Catholic has the first set well in hand. 23-14, we're back after this on Classic Hits.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. We're towards the end of the opening set of our first match of the night, Kearney Catholic 23, St. Paul 14, the number 1 and 4 seeds. Our second match tonight will be between the 2 and 3 seeds. Awards the 2 seed, Wood River's the 3 seed. 16-4 and 18-4 between the teams. 17-4, I should say, after last night for Wood River. Out of the timeout, Nestle tries to go with the soft floater and does not get the ball across, so a point here for St. Paul. And Matty Nyberg to serve it away. Nyberg gets ready and floats that knuckleball across. Hey, messed it up. They wanted a lift, didn't get it. It's going to be taken across by McKelvey. St. Paul Wysocki from the 10-foot line. Nestle with the dig. Connor short set middle. Anderson off the single block of Robinson. Nice dig by Nyberg, but they can't get it back across. And it'll be four hits, and it'll be game point for Kearney Catholic at 24-15. So Kolaski back into the front row here, and serving it away will be Megan Anderson. So game point here for the Stars. They go up 1-0. Anderson serve. Deep corner, picked up there by Lassen. Set out on the outside, Robinson. Dug out the back row by Anderson. Good pass and a high one. Sokolowski, middle attack. Good dig in the back row again by Lassen. Here's the attack by Nyberg. It is deep and out of bounds, and that is the end of the opening set. Kearney Catholic will win 25-15, the best of five in the semifinals here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school volleyball on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the numbers in the opening set for St. Paul. Maddie Nyberg, a service point, 4 kills. Mercedes Lassen, just 1 kill. Jordan Lucas-Savage, 2 service points. Jordan Robinson had a kill. Jenna Turner, a service point, 2 kills. And Alexa Wysocki, 1 kill. 9 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 1 service point, 2 ace blocks, 7 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. Shayla Connor, 2 service points. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and 1 kill. Jamie McCann, a kill. Megan Anderson, a service point, 2 kills. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Kearney Catholic had 11 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as they take the opening set 25-15 over St. Paul. And we've mentioned these teams meet so many times in conference tournaments over the years. Last year, Kearney Catholic took the opening set 25-14, and they have found ways, St. Paul, to turn the tables, and they're going to have to find a way to do it here. We'll see if they can. We head to the second set right after this timeout.
In central Nebraska, the name to know for quality menswear is Brian Jensen Clothing. For generations, the name Brian Jensen has been synonymous with quality, value, selection, and most importantly, a good fit. With a large selection of jackets, tuxedos, and sports coats in stock all year around, plus big and tall sizes, Brian Jensen is your one-stop shop for what guys need and want in clothing. Brian Jensen Clothing, your men's clothing headquarters in downtown St. Paul.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Overton has taken Game 1 from Eustis Farnham by a score of 25-15 going on in Pleasanton. They're playing just the best 2 out of 3 in their conference tournament. That will be followed by Axtell taking on Loomis. Here, Wood River and Ord will be next, but right now, Kearney Catholic is ready to serve it away to start Game 2. Allie Prasoski will fire it away after winning the opening set 25-15. St. Paul will tip it across with Lassen. Kearney Catholic will set it up on the outside and get the kill for Haley McKelvey, her first of the evening. And the Stars pop and run it here in game two. Kearney Catholic 16-1. Were ranked number one. Kearney Catholic lost to PICC. Columbus Scotus now has established themselves as the number one team in the state. Central Catholic lost to them twice. Right side attack here. St. Paul going to be wide from Robinson. 2-0 Stars. And a lot of people thought that it would be Kearney Catholic against either Minden, GICC, or SCOTUS, but right now SCOTUS looks like the best team in the state, at least stat-wise. And now Prasoski again tries that soft little floater. Did not get it across. Service there. Gives it over to St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Lucas-Savage. 2-1 Stars, game two. And Lucas-Savage, a little running serve, gets it to the back row to Prasoski. Here's Connor. Sets outside Sokolowski over the double block. Picked up by Lucas-Savage with the dig. Back row, trying to fly it across. They do with Nyberg or Lassen, and then it's passed back out of bounds. No, it was Nyberg. Nyberg got the kill. Kearney Catholic fans thought that the ball was in. Looked out from this side. Give the kill to Maddie Nyberg, her fifth kill. 2-2. And Lucas-Savage, the only player with multiple service points. St. Paul serves again, and it will be a short-lived run as the middle attack will be taken down by Bailey Sokolowski, 3-2. And into the ball game will be Mackenzie Smith. Here in Ord, brand-new gymnasium, first season of athletics at this brand-new gym in Ord with the new school addition still actually being worked on. Strong serve, the pass is off the mark, run down by Lassen, and Mammoth has to pass it across. Slides Sokolowski off the block, set to the outside. Here's going to be the kill by Messel. Michaela Messel with her eighth kill. St. Paul did not think that they had blocked that ball, but that it had been attacked into the net on the slide. That not the call on the floor. And Smith will serve. 4-2 Kearney Catholic. Smith fires it to the middle again. Wysocki. Mammoth runs it down outside from way off the net. Can't get it over Lassen, and another attack here, and St. Paul having some errors and having some problems with Kearney Catholic height. That's where this is all stemming from. They were blocked a couple of times early. Stars had three ace blocks, not to mention all the other ones that were partial blocks just to kind of keep it alive, and now St. Paul runs into each other. The ball hits the net. Lucas-Savage goes down to dig it out, and they don't get any luck on that one, and it will fall over for an ace, and timeout will be called here by St. Paul. No mojo right now for the Lady Cats. They usually seem to find it, though. Let's see if they can do it sooner rather than later. It's 6-2 Kearney Catholic in Game 2 after they won the opener over St. Paul 25-15. You're listening to the Lou Flat Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge truck month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gitta with you from Ord High School, side of this year's semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Now, remember, everybody gets two games if they're playing tonight because there is a consolation game that starts this Thursday at 6 with the championship to follow. Back here at 6-2 Kearney Catholic, set to, out of the St. Paul timeout. The attack out front is going to be blocked by Sokolowski, picked back up Lassen, slide right side, and it's Turner to finish the point. Janet Turner with her third kill, and St. Paul will get the ball back. Mammoth will go back and serve it away. And Mammoth serve. Down the middle it goes to Studi. Connor, short set, Sokolowski, big swing. Wysocki kept it alive, though. Right side, it's going to be taken over by Nyberg. Good dig by Prasoski. Middle attack, finding the line on the left side is going to be Messel, her ninth kill. It's just right now, Kearney Catholic being a better team than St. Paul. Not that St. Paul's playing bad. They're trying to do what they can against the height and maybe a little more talent from top to bottom for Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic's playing very well right now. Serve across by Studi at 7-3. Outside attack taken over by Nyberg. Dig his name for Sasky and into that on Kearney Catholic. They got tripped up. Point Cats. Again, these teams meet right away again in St. Paul on Tuesday night for their regular season matchup, as Lassen will lop the serve across, punched back over by Anderson. Wysocki from the left side takes the swing, pass close to the net. Good job by Anderson to go set it up for Messel, who takes the attack from the left wing. Dug out, and St. Paul lost it to the back corner by Wysocki. Good tactical defensive move. Anderson is blocked by Turner. Dug out again by Kearney Catholic. Messel deep. A great job up front by Turner, and it forced Kearney Catholic to swing a little harder, and they hit it deep. 7-5. And Lassen with the serve. Close it into the middle of Messel. Connor set outside Anderson. She comes off the net, and it's going to be off the block. They couldn't locate it. It falls on St. Paul's side. Third kill for Megan Anderson. Shayla Connor to serve. And Theron Baum will come in for the first time. More height for Coach Chris Connor. 6-1. And the serve by Connor stays in the back row. St. Paul going to have to punch it across. They do. Studi to Connor. Set to the outside. Messel. And four hits going to be called. Four hits will be called. St. Paul will get the point. 8-6 Kearney Catholic. They won the opening set 25-15. Robinson returns to the front row here for Coach Matt Kane. And the serve. Cross by Durner. Set by Connor. High set Anderson. Drives it into the double block. It's pulled out by Robinson. And Wysocki takes it off the net. It's a kill. Number two for Alexa Wysocki, and St. Paul has pulled to within one at 8-7. Like we said, going into that timeout, they usually find a little mojo and chance here to tie it up after being down early 6-2. Fouls for the Stars. The pass was not handled all that well. And so Wysocki gets a swing, but then she hits a deep. Tried to be a little too safe on that one and set it long. 9-7. And Kearney Catholic will serve it away here with Michaela Messel. And Messel serve, clip the net, falls over, but it's passed back by Nyberg, and it finds the floor. Well, are they still playing or not? They're still playing. The whistle's not done. Everybody's still playing. Okay, Kearney Catholic has it right side. Anderson, big swing. Dig is made, but it goes to the other side of the net out of bounds and give Anderson the kill. So Megan Anderson with her fourth kill, never did hear the whistle. Good job by the girls to play on. And Messel to serve it away. At Lukacevic. Back row attack. Could swing that time. Taken over by St. Paul and Lassen. Anderson takes it right back at her. Amit sets outside for Wysocki. Over the double block. Messel with the dig. Connor goes middle. Anderson's going to finish. Megan Anderson with her fifth kill. Don't forget the UNK volleyball team begins a six-game homestand Thursday night against Western State. They're home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So after your conference tournaments wrap up on Thursday, maybe get a chance to go see them. Serves across, overpass, the ball's above the net, and Megan Anderson gets an easy tip kill. That is her sixth. So now Messel has went back there, served three in a row, and the Stars have taken the lead back out to five. And here the ball sets on the net. It still falls over. Kearney Catholic starting to get some breaks. Wysocki with an attack error, and now Coach Kane, who's already used a timeout, is going to use his second one. So they were down 6-2, clawed it to within one, and now five in a row by the Stars. It is 13-7 Kearney Catholic game two. They're up one game to none and less than five here in the Lee Platte Conference semifinals. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Classic Hits coverage of high school volleyball, KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Ward. And the first set, it went to Kearney Catholic 25-15, and now the Stars have scored five in a row to lead St. Paul 13-7. And back to serve it away is going to be Michaela Messel. She's got four in a row from the line and fires this one across. Mamet keeps it out of the net, and the dump down by St. Paul is going to be called a lift. Coach Kane does not like that one. He's all the way out on the court. Better be careful here. Better be careful here. Things not going their way right now, and a little frustration. And Messel will serve it away. and Coach Kane knows his volleyball. On the right wing, the attack taken across by Nyberg, and it's going to be passed out of bounds to give Maddie the kill. And that will end the 6-0 run by Kearney Catholic. But now St. Paul has some clawing to do. Again, they still haven't scored more than two in a row. So they take a lot of 2-1s here. Theron Baum gets her first swing from the middle and puts it away. 15-8, Starnes get it right back. Sokolowski in. Coach Connor, so many weapons, and she's used a lot of kids already tonight. Four girls off the bench, plus the libero. That's 11 kids that have already seen action tonight for the Stars. Serves across, an attack by Robinson off the block of Sokolowski. Good dig that time by Connor, punched over by Bailey. Here's Wysocki again. This time it's going down and good. Third kill for Alexa Wysocki. St. Paul keeps on battling again. These teams are in the same sub-district along with Minden. It is a brutal, brutal sub-district, and St. Paul has to find out that they are good enough to compete with these teams. Adams Central given, Kearney Catholic, Minden, St. Paul. They start Halloween night at Grand Island, and Sokolowski will get another termination here, her third of the match, 16-9 Stars. The other side has Grand Island Central Catholic and Sandy Creek, who are both in the top 10. So the toughest district in the state, these teams are a part of it. 16-9, Kearney Catholic, and Allie Prasoski to serve. Takes it down the left side at Glasson. They set it back to Mercedes. Her attack back out the back middle by Messel. Studi punches it over from the back row. Libero to Libero is Lucas Savage with the dig. He's thrown across there by St. Paul. Ducked back over by Connor, but too high, so St. Paul an easy pickup. Glasson on the attack, off the back row, and there's a kill, but only the second for Mercedes Glasson, who by far leads this volleyball team in kills. 221, she had 18 more last night in the win against Centura, so 239. Nyberg second on the team at around 115 after last night. But only the second for Glasson, six for Nyberg to lead the team. Serve across, overpass, for Paul Turner, termination. Quick, easy point. For St. Paul, finally able to get something off of a strong serve. They have not picked up an ace serve, and they pick up one right there. Jordan Lucas Savage, not an ace, but they pick up an easy kill off the strong serve. Over to Prasoski. Studi has to take it across the back row, so the Stars trouble passing here the last 3 points. Outside, Lassen. Blocked up front, Sokolowski. Dig is made by Jaden Kauk, who has checked in. Tipped over by Lassen, and Kearney Catholic goes to Sokolowski on the quick. Lucas Savage with the dig. Passed high to the back row, and Wysocki decides to just pass it over. Connor works the slide with Bailey Sokolowski, who hammers it into the right corner for kill number four. Good point on both sides of the net, but Kearney Catholic ends up winning it. Mamet comes back into the front row. Kauk will check out. And for Kearney Catholic, here comes Mackenzie Smith. She's got 7 points already from the service line, including a couple of aces here in the match. And the serve by Smith clips the net. Lucas Savage picks it up. Here's the slide to Derner, close to the net. Derner could only tip it. Stars weren't ready. They're struggling to get it back. On the swing, Messel blocked up there by Derner. Another couple of good digs to pass it across. But the Stars are scrambling. Outside, Lassen gets the swing. And Studi, the only player in the back row, makes the dig. Smith will set it across. St. Paul has had some chances but haven't been able to put it away. Now they set it over. Free ball Stars. Slide Sokolowski. Blocked up front by Derner. Still alive. Left side. Here comes Messel. Hit the net. Hit the line. And got the kill. Boy, that looked like St. Paul was going to get that point. And the Stars just kept digging the ball. Kept getting on the ground. And they scrapped for that point there. 18-11. Smith serve. And that one into the net. Service there, back over to St. Paul, 18-12. Defensively, Katie McCann comes into the back row for Kearney Catholic, and Sarah Mamet to serve. 25-15 of the first set for the Stars. They lead 18-12 over St. Paul in game two. Sokolowski off the back foot, floats it over to Mamet. Nyberg sets, Lassen from the left wing. That didn't get across, four hits. 19-12 in the Fort Kearney Conference. First set goes to top seed Overton, as they down Eustace Farnham 25-20. Now Stucci to serve it away. The freshman, libero for Kearney Catholic. High toss and the jump serve floats into the left-hand corner. St. Paul handles that one, and it'll be set across. Good diving dig in the back row by Scooty. Right back over. Middle attack Turner. She tips. It stayed up too long. Connor picks it up. Mestel on the outside. Tries to go near corner, but it was deflected. Right side attack by Nyberg. And it's into the back row. Kearney Catholic can only pass it across. Free ball here. Mammoth set to the outside. Lassen, no. Anderson and Connor are waiting there for her, and Mercedes at 5'2", and Anderson at 6'2", 6 foot officially. That's just a lot to try and get over and around. Studi down to serve as the Stars, kind of like they did in game one, pulling away. And Studi serves across to Wysocki, can't handle it. It's a serve. St. Paul is out of timeouts, 21-12. Morgan Studi with her first ace. Kearney Catholic on their way to a 2-0 lead in case something drastic happens here, but St. Paul has shown no signs of getting a long run going, and Kearney Catholic has just played so solid, St. Paul hasn't been able to get anything going, not even pick up on a couple of mistakes. Connor, slide to Anderson, as he's wide. If you hit it behind the line, Judge, it's usually out, and that was the case there. Ball comes back up. Oh, did they overrule it and say it was tip? That's what has happened here, I believe, as the ball is on Kearney Catholic side. That is indeed what they're going to say. So Anderson will get the kill off the tip, and Studi will serve again. Morgan, right down the left line, picked up by Nyberg, set back to Maddie. She'll hit it off the block of Connor and Anderson. It's going to be set by Mammoth, flicked across there by Turner. Free ball to Anderson. Anderson is deep. They're going for another tip, but not this time. Not going to get the call. Might have clipped the net and not a finger. Out of bounds it goes, and St. Paul will get the side out. Back to serve it away will be Lassen. The sophomore floats that one. Kind of a dead ball in the middle. Mestel is going to hammer it right back. They went quick on that dead ball. Mestel to Connor, who sent it quickly back to Michaela, who had a wide open look. And that's 11 kills now for Michaela Mestel. 23-13, Kearney Catholic. Connor to serve, 2 points away from the second set. Over to Lucas Savage. Set right side for Nyberg, and into the net again it goes. They're trying to cut it around. You wonder maybe why so many are in that double or in the net. They're trying to cut it around that double block because they can't go over it, and it's pretty fine when you're cutting the ball and it's hit the net a few too many times. And it's game point for Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor over to Lucas Savage. Mammoth quick set, and Turner went up to kill it, and she stepped on Mammoth's foot and put it into the net. That's kind of how game two has went here, and that will be the end of the second set. Kearney Catholic now up 2-0 and 1 set away from a return trip to the finals. 25-15 in the first set, 25-13 in the second. We'll be back with the numbers and get you ready for the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the numbers from set number two for St. Paul. Maddie Nyberg, 2 kills. Mercedes Lassen, 1 service point, 1 kill. Jordan Lucas Savage, 2 kills. One of them was an ace. Jenna Derner, 1 service point, 2 kills. Alexa Wysocki had 2 kills. 7 kills, no ace block, 1 ace serve for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 5 service points, 4 kills. Haley McKelvey had a kill. Morgan Studi, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Shayla Connor, 2 service points. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 kills. Darren Baum had a kill. Megan Anderson had 5 kills. Allie Prasowski, 2 service points. And Mackenzie Smith, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. 14 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game 2, 25-13 to go up 2-0. And we'll head to a third set between St. Paul and Kearney Catholic in just a moment. Our second match tonight, it will be Wood River taking on the host Ward in a battle of 2 and 3 seeds. Ward is 18-4. Wood River is 17-4. Ward beat Wood River in straight sets way back in the first week of the season. We'll take a break. Be back with the third set here from Ward High School on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Dudapack with you here at Ward High School. As the third set about ready to commence, St. Paul's turn to serve it away. And it'll be Alexa Wysocki to do so. Wysocki puts it in the air, and the jump serve floats across to Studi. Good pass to Connor. Right side attack. Ellie Connolly gets her first kill of the match. Connolly puts it up, and the ball goes down. So Connolly, with the first swing, makes it 1-0. And back to Sierra Valley Prasoski now for the Stars. Serve finds an opening and is an ace. I don't think St. Paul saw that one coming. It kind of actually got out of the way. Ace serve for Allie Prasoski. Prasoski and Smith have the majority of the ace serves. Prasoski again tries the soft one. They went back so the 10-foot line was open. She went for it, couldn't get it over, and the service error will get St. Paul on the board. In fact, St. Paul's first point in all three sets have come on Kearney Catholic service errors, and that allows Lucas Savage to serve it across. They'll up it, and it has to be sent across there by Michaela Vestal. Set to the outside, the attack by Alassane, dug out the back row by Studi. Set to the outside, McKelvey gets a swing, and it's off the tip for the kill. Second kill for Haley McKelvey. Through two sets, Michaela Messel has 11 kills to lead Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson with 7. For St. Paul, Maddie Nyberg has 6. Jenna Derner has 4. Mackenzie Smith, the leading server, with 8 points. 2 of them are aces, and she's back there to serve now. Passes off the mark. Nyberg goes and gets it. Kalk is in. She'll take it across. Dug out. Free ball above the net. Almost put away. And finally, the Stars got 3 hits on it, but couldn't pass it back across. Jenna Derner with the termination, and back to serve it away will be Mammoth. And for Sarah, the center of this St. Paul Wildcat team, coming in at 15-6. Trying for their really first big win of the season, and the serve across Stars trouble. So Golowski, though, out of necessity, just goes with a left-handed punch, and it went where St. Paul wasn't, and she gets her 5th kill. 4-2. And Studi now goes back to serve it away. Kearney Catholic playing solid volleyball tonight. Two-time defending champ with a serve here by Studi. It is going to be out of bounds. You look back at St. Paul's season, you look for some of the maybe bigger wins they've had over teams with good records. Hershey was one at the Lexington Invite. They're currently 14-4 on the season. But that's about it. They beat Wynot in the Worcester-Pilger tournament over the weekend at T2 team, who's 14-3. They'll attack Megan Anderson, gets the kill for Kearney Catholic, her 8th kill. And back and forth we go here early in game number 3, 5-3 Stars, and Shayla Connor will serve it away. St. Paul really trying to get them to serve it to either Lucas Savage or Wysocki. They put everybody to the left side. Here's a free ball pass across that Anderson will slap away. It was overpassed, and Anderson gets her 9th kill. One of those where Connor doesn't do anything too aggressive from the service line, just tries to make sure she has a nice serve, and it ends up giving her an ace on that one. Another serve across that is miscommunication between the center and the attacker. The ball is tipped into the net, and that'll make it 7-3. Connor's serve clips the net, across it comes to Wysocki. Mammoth gets it out of there. Good hustle by Sarah, and Kearney Catholic will slide it to Anderson right side. Blocked up front, ace block Turner, the first ace block of the match for St. Paul. And they need something positive to happen here. The Stars have pretty much cruised the first two sets, 25-15, 25-13. Now serving it away will be Turner. Down 7-4. Connor set right side. Bessel, good look, but off the block that time of Wysocki. St. Paul picks it up, swaps it across with Robinson. Overpass, just at the net. This one's going to be won by St. Paul. They'll get the point. Jordan Robinson, her second kill. And another chance for Turner to serve the volleyball away. As we've said, at no point in this match has St. Paul scored more than two in a row. And the serve here, Stevie passes off the mark, and then they get back to her in the back row, and she punches it across for the kill. So a rare point for the libero. And Morgan Studi adds to the Kearney Catholic lead here at 8-5. Michaela Vessel will serve it away. Got the ball down the middle to Lassen. Right side, Nyberg takes it at Connor. Conley, good set to the outside for McKelvey, but McKelvey can't get it over. The attack there gives St. Paul the volleyball right back. Don't forget, at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more here in the 2011 Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. Serve across by Nyberg. Anderson has to go with the left hand from the right wing just to get it in play. Outside Wysocki for St. Paul. Tipped into the back row, and Anderson gets a good look in the middle, and she'll terminate. So Megan now with three kills early in game number three. Stars up 9-6. Sokolowski back in. Anderson back to serve. Kearney Catholic, Sokolowski 6-1. Therenbaum 6-1. Anderson 6 foot at least. Ellie Conley listed at 5'10". Plenty of height. Serve across, and Wysocki will take it over the double block. Conley with the up. Here comes the outside attack by McKelvey to the very far right-hand corner and gets her third kill. And then you throw in Michaela Messel, who's probably got the best vertical on the team and one of the best in the conference, although Lassen can get way up there. At just 5-2, 5-3, Anderson serve across at 10-6 Stars. Spot it back over by Robinson. Kearney Catholic's going to go to McKelvey, tries the same corner this time. Lassen's there with the dig. Wysocki on the outside attack, and it doesn't get over the net. It's going to be a four-hit call, 11-6 Kearney Catholic. And St. Paul's going to use a substitution here. And checking into the ball game will be Karen Jonak, who played early in the match on Monday night against Centura. 11-6, Megan Anderson ready to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Across to Lucas Savage, set to the outside. Robinson off the tip of Sokolowski. Anderson with the dig. Connor set, middle attack. Well, coming from the back row is going to be Vessel. It's overpassed, free ball for Sokolowski, and her one-timer is a little wide, and back over to St. Paul. 25-15, 25-13, Kearney Catholic in the first two sets. 11-7 Stars here in the third, playing the best of five. Wysocki to serve it away now for the Lady Cats from that number one service position. Overpass by Studi. The ball at the net, tipped down by the Cats. And Mercedes Lassen, just her third kill again. She had 18 last night, but just can't negate or fight off the height that the Stars have. Wysocki with the serve. Good jump serve. Studi gets the dig this time. Outside, McKelvey will swat it across. St. Paul chance in the middle. Robinson tips it across. Studi one arm up, but they won't get it back. Give another kill to Jordan Robinson. And for the first time tonight, St. Paul has scored 3 points in a row. Three in a row for St. Paul. 11-9. Wysocki. Jump serve ace. The second ace of the night. And St. Paul cuts it to one at 11-10. St. Paul is never going to just wilt and go away. They are going to stay strong. And Wysocki now has a chance to tie it up as we head towards the mid-portion of game three. But that jump serve was mishit, and nobody had to worry about chasing that one down. Still, though, St. Paul with their longest run of the night. It's 12-10, Kearney Catholic, and Allie Prasoski will rotate back in. Don't forget Wood River and Ord, our next match. And we're back here on Thursday for the semifinals and finals. And the serve is across. High for Sosky, set to the outside. St. Paul goes to Lassen. Dug out by Mestel, slides Sokolowski, can only punch it across. Mammoth sets outside. Lassen through the block this time. He'll get the kill. Mercedes gets the ball right back over to St. Paul. And it will be Lucas Savage to serve it away. Jordan has picked up 4 points. She has one of the two aces from the service line for the Cats. Takes it at Prasoski. Connor had to run it down. Sokolowski off the back foot, lofts it across. St. Paul, though, can't take advantage. They pass it into their own net. So St. Paul may be getting beat. They just don't make mistakes like that one there. And they weren't able to take advantage of a free ball across by the Stars. Back in, Mackenzie Smith. 13-11, Kearney Catholic. Smith to serve. And McKenzie fires it right down the middle of the Wysocki. Mammoth dumps it over from the center position. Trouble for the Stars. Studi's able to pick it up, and it's set back over by Smith. Now Mammoth sets to the outside. Lassen off the tip. Picked up in the back row by Studi. Connor sets close to the net, and it's driven through that double block by Mestel, but it is picked up by Mammoth, and the ball is still alive. And St. Paul is able to get it down on a tip kill on the joust. Mercedes Lassen wins it. And if Mercedes starts getting going here, St. Paul could get back into this match as Mammoth will serve. 13-12, Kearney Catholic game 3. Stars are up 2-0. Blue Platte Conference semifinals here on Classic Hits. Serve to Studi. Here's a mental attack by Mestel, who's been quiet for a while and now gets the kill. That is the first kill of this set for Michaela Mestel, who now has an even dozen. And Bailey Sokolowski this time is going to stay in to serve. Her first serve of the night. Overpass, free ball. Mestel, the back line is wide open. Everybody was about 10 feet off that back line. And Mestel with back-to-back kills. So Sokolowski left in there. That picks up her first service point. Sokolowski floats this one to the far wing to Wysocki. Mammoth sets it up for Nyberg. She's going to be blocked up there by Anderson. Ball's above the net, and Nyberg not able to do anything with it. Anderson is going to get the point. Megan Anderson, I'm going to put that as a kill, not a block, because after the block, it came above the net. She apparently got a fingernail on it. 16-12. No, now they change it. They change it 15-13. Okay, and Mestel is going to be blocked up front. Blocked up front by Turner. And we'll take that kill by Anderson down. So, 15-14. And Lassen with the serve. So it's going to be in down 4, down 2, get the point, down 1. Connor with the set. Anderson attack. Punched right back over by Mammoth. Saving the noggin that time. It was headed right at her nose. Tipped across by Mestel. St. Paul Hall taking it back over. Number 14 for Michaela. 16-14, Kearney Catholic. Neither team has burned a timeout yet here in the third set. And Shayla Connor will go back and serve it away here for the Stars. Looking for another championship. And right side attack here by St. Paul will be taken across by Nyberg. Conley has to do the setting this time. Attack by Mestel is picked up by St. Paul to the outside. Wysocki hit the net. It's rolling around. It's back over to the Stars. And a good left-handed punch across by Mestel, but St. Paul picks it up and returns it out of bounds. Ooh, had an open corner, and Turner just missed. 17-14. Kearney Catholic trying to make one more run here and possibly put this away and win it in a sweep. Shayla Connor with 7 points in the service line of the match fires away again from the 10-foot line. Wysocki drives it home. Alexa with her fourth kill. St. Paul hanging in there. And back in is Jonak. But St. Paul has not led at any point in this match. They were behind 2-0 in every set. Then Kearney Catholic would have a service error. St. Paul tied it at 2 in the first and second set. Never did take the lead. Strong service overpass. A couple of tips. It's back over to the Stars. Conley takes the swat. Conley gets the kill. Second kill for Ellie Conley. Both are in this set. Stars hit it back at 18-15. And again, one reason St. Paul hasn't been able to catch up playing from behind. Only one time have they scored more than 2 points in a row in the entire match. And that was earlier in this set when they went from 7-10. Mestel serves across. Jonak with the swing. Overpass. Takes another swing. And this time blocked out of bounds. Sophomore Taryn Jonak comes in and gets the kill. Took a couple of swings, but she's able to get the job done as the block was out of bounds off Conley. And now it'll be Maddie Nyberg to serve. Nyberg across to Mestel. And it stays with that throw on an off pass of the Stars. Let's get it over. A rare error tonight for the Stars, 18-17. And Nyberg now serves to tie it up here in the third set. Nyberg takes a little time, now lets it fly. Good line drive service duty. Connor sets, Anderson right side off the tip to Diggins, made by Lassen. Mammoth slide right side, Robinson off the block. It's passed out of bounds and we're tied. Jordan Robinson with the kill, and for the first time tonight, Kearney Catholic will call timeout. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0, and they're knotted up at 18 with St. Paul in the third set. You're on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, we're back to action. Shouts at the net. Mammoth loses out on the height battle with Haley McKelvey. McKelvey will tip it down for her fourth kill, and St. Paul has still yet to take the lead at any point here tonight. But they are battling, trying to find a way to get us into a fourth set. Stars up 2-0, 19-18 in the third. Megan Anderson with the serve. Mammoth sets right side. Jonak blocked up front, and a nice block for Sokolowski. Bailey was up there with McKelvey. Second block for Sokolowski, 20-18. Anderson on the serve, and obviously St. Paul doesn't want to give the points. We're right back here. They need that volleyball on their side of the service line. And Anderson with the serve. Good, strong one. Back corner, overpass. Almost out of bounds, and I think that's what Ellie Conley was thinking. She was right near the up rep and went with the quick return. It was a good a free ball as you're ever going to get, but she didn't want to hit it into the antenna, and she stuck it into the tape, and a break for St. Paul. Let's see if they can take advantage. Alexa Wysocki, top server, goes back. Good jump serve. Studi takes a stab at it. Connor sets middle. Sokolowski will drive it down and out of bounds. No tip. It was deep, 20-20. And now St. Paul goes for their first lead of the night. Wysocki serve. Studi overpass. Out of bounds, it's an ace, and St. Paul has the lead. Wysocki gives it to him off the ace serve, 21-20. Wysocki fires again, but into the net, and we are tied at 21. Kearney Catholic has one timeout remaining. St. Paul actually has both. And back to serve it away, Ali Prasoski. 15-6, St. Paul, 16-1, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic, only two matches all year that they've lost a set. St. Paul would like to give them one here, but they dump it into the net. Just trying to roll it over when the pass was off the court. And I think St. Paul uses a timeout right here, and they will. So timeout on the floor. It is 22-21 Kearney Catholic, 3 points away from the match, but still some points to be earned. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Timeout here late in the third set. Don't forget ESPN 1460 and 1550 just a couple of minutes away from first pitch in Detroit. the Tigers and the Rangers. Right now it's 22-21, Kearney Catholic third set. They're up 2-0. And the serve is across by Prasoski. Fried right side, tipped across Robinson, kept up long enough for Mestel to pass it over. St. Paul goes to the outside, Lassen off the double block, Mestel up again. Connor to the outside, McKelvey's attack, dug out by Lucas Savage. St. Paul needs the point, they get it outside, Lassen. And it's dug out again, Stars pass it really close to the net, and it's over McKelvey. She just stays out of net and tips it down. 23-21, Stars. Again, Kearney Catholic lost a set to Minden, and then were beaten 3-1 to Grand Island Central Catholic. That's been it. And this time, Prasoski will serve the ball out of bounds and give life back to St. Paul. 23-22, Wood River and Ord next. But will it be 25 minutes from now, or will it be a lot longer? As Lucas Savage gets ready to serve, trying to tie it here late with third set. Prasoski handles, slides, Sokolowski, she finds the corner for the termination, went all the way to the back left from the right wing, and it is now match point for Kearney Catholic, and here comes Mackenzie Smith in to serve it away, 24-22 Stars. St. Paul needs to get this one and one more to sail off. Smith serve, it's in play to Wysocki, Mamet close to being in the net, get it outside, Lassen, overpass out of bounds, kill St. Paul. Great job by Mamet to stay out of that net. Lassen with her sixth kill, four of them here in this game. Still match point for Kearney Catholic. And Sarah Mamet to serve it away to try and send us to extra points here in the third set. Mamet serve into the net. And that is the way the match will end. Straight sets for Kearney Catholic over St. Paul, 25-15, 25-13, 25-23. The Stars improved to 17-1. Go for another conference championship Thursday night. St. Paul falls to 15-7 and will play in the consolation game to get things started here on Classic Hits Thursday night at 6. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this. Time out.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And we're back at Ord with the first semifinal of the night in the books, and this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, also in Ord. And check out the great apparel that is on sale right now. Volleyball and football apparel in Kearney, all 30% off. Apparel and equipment at Misco Sports. Get all the good stuff while it's still there at Misco's. Let's take a look at the third set stats for St. Paul. Maddie Nyberg had two service points. Mercedes Lassen, a service point and four kills. Jordan Robinson, three kills. Jenna Turner, a service point, two ace blocks and a kill. Alexa Wysocki, five service points, two of them aces, one kill. And Taryn Jonak had a kill. 10 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had three kills. Haley McKelvey, four kills. Morgan Studi had a kill. Shayla Connor, three service points. One was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski, a service point. An ace block and two kills. Ellie Conley had two kills. Megan Anderson, three service points and three kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points. One was an ace. 15 kills, one ace block, two ace serves for Kearney Catholic. They win the third set 25-13 to win it in a sweep. And we'll be back and give the cumulative numbers right after this. So the Misco Sports postgame show.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. We're joined now by Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor after their straight-set victory tonight over the St. Paul Lady Wildcats. First meeting of the year. This has happened a lot here over the last few seasons. You don't see them until next week if you find a way to play with the conference tournament. How do you think the girls play tonight?
Better, you know, and attribute that to St. Paul. They've got a good club, and they pushed our girls a lot harder than we have been the past couple weeks. And so it was good to see us make some smarter choices, I think, on offense and be more consistent, not get complacent.
Matt told me last night after their win that you're not going to see us win a lot of short points, at least not against real good competition, because they just can't get around the blocks and get over the blocks. That really seemed to hurt them. And with Mercedes getting 18 kills last night, she was really not a factor until late in the match. Kind of got a four there in the third set, helped them get back in it, but you negated their net play and their attackers.
Yeah, you know, we have good height, and when we get the block, definitely, you know, we can usually make the block or hitters do something different, and she got a little fire. We didn't do a very good job, and that third set we kind of got, I don't know if I was too lazy, but didn't maybe put the effort into it that we needed to. So, you know, overall, I thought our defense was pretty good tonight.
Megan Anderson steps up there for you. Michaela has a solid game. I mean, you look at the stat sheet tonight, it looks like a night that Kearney Catholic plays good volleyball.
Yeah, we've been waiting for one of those. You know, it seems like we've really clicked, and part of that, injuries or whatever, but, you know, you just got to get through that, and you keep working, and I thought tonight definitely was a glimpse of what we can be, and, you know, we got to put more of those together.
Well, now you get ready to take on either Ord or Wood River. You are familiar with these two ball clubs. What is your scouting report on these two as you get ready for Thursday's championship?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a five-setter between these two teams. So, you know, if they, you know, they both have unique qualities, I guess. You know, Carson does a great job for Ord. You know, she can turn if she gets hot and get around the front row, she can be deadly. You know, and Wood River High does a great job anywhere on the court. She's always something to deal with. So just depends who's on.
I guess if we look at you, I think the coaches would agree from the conference. You guys at Kearney Catholic, you just seem to have more weapons. I mean, Kearney, whoever you play here, going to be limited to maybe two kids that really come out and attack the ball, and you have more than that. And that's what makes it so tough for the competition against you.
Yeah, I mean, we said from the summer that we knew that our, you know, between Megan Anderson and Michaela Meskel and Bailey Sokolowski, those would be our three go-tos. And, you know, they're all hitting, the middles are hitting right around 400, which is great. But, you know, they get more into the ball, so they should have a higher kill efficiency. And Meskel, I feel like finally she's really getting confident now with her swing, whereas last month it hasn't been very confident. She struggled because of that injury. And so now she's getting into her rhythm. And so, yeah, any one of those three we know can terminate for us. And the other kids can step in, you know, when we are out of system and fill their role.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to the locker room and see you here for another championship game on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Chris Connor joining us here on the Visco Sports post-game show after their straight set victory here this evening. Let's take a look at those overall final stats that we had. For St. Paul, Maddie Nyberg, 3 service points, 6 kills, which tied for the team high. Mercedes Lassen, 2 service points, also 6 kills, ended up tying for the team high. Jordan Lucas Savage, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Jordan Robinson, 4 kills. Jenna Turner, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Alexa Wysocki, 5 service points, that's the most anybody had. 2 of them were aces, 4 kills, and Taryn Jonock, 1 kill. As we said, only twice tonight did St. Paul score 2 points, more than 2 points in a row, and both times that was in the third set. 26 kills, 2 ace blocks, 3 ace serves for St. Paul, They fall to 15-7. They'll be in the consolation game here in Ord against either Ord or Wood River Thursday night at 6 o'clock on Classic Hits. And when they get back to the regular season, they get to host Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. For the Stars, Michaela Mestel, 6 service points, 2 ace blocks, and a match-high 14 kills. Haley McKelvey, 5 kills. Morgan Studi, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Shayla Connor, 7 service points, 1 was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski had a service point, 2 ace blocks, and 6 kills. Darren Baum had a kill. Ellie Conley, 2 kills. Jamie McCann had a kill. Megan Anderson, 4 service points, 10 kills. Allie Prasoski, 6 service points, 2 of them were aces. And the leading server tonight for the Stars, Mackenzie Smith, with 8 service points, 2 of those were aces. 40 kills, 4 ace blocks, 6 ace serves, and Kearney Catholic improves to 17-1 with a 25-15-13-23 win over St. Paul. And they'll be in the championship again on Thursday. We'll take a short break. Be back in about 10 minutes with our second semifinal between Wood River and Ord. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, still need some sandals. Maybe you need some shoes for the fall and winter. They have them up to 50% off. Check them out at Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center. And, of course, to the great folks here in Ord where it all started. Again, Kearney Catholic beat St. Paul in straight sets. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here for more volleyball on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.